Think gymnastics meets street dance. That's the best way to describe street calisthenics. This extreme form of exercise can be found in the parks of the five boroughs. And now, thanks to social media, on the streets of Moscow or Paris. As part of his Micropolis series, WNYC's Arun Venugopal asks how a workout with possible roots in New York's prison system has now gone global.
Go on YouTube and you're going to find hundreds of videos just like this one called Ghetto Workout Russia. It stars a whole bunch of these really ripped, generally shirtless kids on the streets of some city doing these amazing moves, like pull-ups off a highway bridge, or this one move called the human flag. That's where someone grasps, say, a street lamp with both their hands and lifts the rest of their body in a perfectly horizontal plane. If that sounds like something you've seen on the subway or in a park, that's because it is.
I would say that the culture was pioneering in New York City, but it has definitely been branded and taken to other levels internationally.
This is Doc. He's a trainer and kind of a guru to the workout scene in Wingate Park in Brooklyn. The pioneers of street calisthenics came up with these eye-popping moves and a style that went viral. I heard that from the head of what's called the World Street Workout Federation.
I'm Maris Slazenc.
Maris Slazenc. He lives in Riga, Latvia, where he says there's about 15,000 kids who are now into street workouts. For Slazenc, calisthenics is hardly some new invention. This is something that his own great-grandfather was doing in the Russian army. But this new street style, that all started with this really compact but really cut guy named Hannibal Forking, a New Yorker.
We were a few friends looking at the Hannibal Forking videos from New York City, and we started to do street workouts. And after a few years, we could do all the same moves that Hannibal did.
That Hannibal Forking video now has 8 million views. He actually seems a little embarrassed by the fact that a lot of these kids in Eastern Europe are calling this a ghetto workout.
To show that they are living in the hard places and they are strong and they work out. So.
These kids have probably also watched clips of Thug Workout from the Rough Riders label. Classic DVD came out about 10 years ago and plays into this hot debate of whether street calisthenics emerged from the streets or from the prison system.
It really came from the penitentiary.
That's Cecil Simon. He spent 20 years in the prison system. He's had on drug-related charges. He's now 51, still very fit, and he mentors younger guys at Wingate Park.
A lot of brothers go in, and they don't have too much to do. The muscle-ups, the flips and all that, they just do it naturally. You know, and it helps the mind. It helps. It's like a form of meditation for them.
Doc and others don't buy this theory.
Absolutely not. It did not emerge from the NYC prison system. It becomes associated with that because a lot of brothers who get locked up, they work out. I've never been locked up. We get that comparison a lot, and we get the comparison that this is ghetto, this is hood, this is street. This is life. You know, this is life-sustaining.
One of the guys at Wingate who told me he really needs this is Dwight, a.k.a. Not Nice.
I was selling drugs and attempt murder.
He served 3 years in jail.
I'd be more in the street right now if I didn't have this spark. I'm telling you right now.
You think you'd be turning back to a life of crime, you're saying?
Yeah, because I was be wasting doing something else.
The weird thing is that this sport is blowing up pretty much everywhere but here, where it started. It hasn't roped in any big sponsors, and some say that early thug marketing didn't help. Edward Checo is the head of the calisthenics crew called Bar Stars. Checo's been really good about using social media to promote the sport of street calisthenics. He just returned from Russia, and there he's treated like a star.
They treat us like celebrities, literally. So I signed kids' autographs, two different women, and handed me their child for me to take a picture with it, with them. It's intense over there. It's really intense.
But most people are like Juice. He can do amazing things on the bars, but he's still wondering if he'll ever make it out of Brooklyn.
Whoever want me across there, if it's from Russia, Spain, Ukraine, whoever, I want to shake your hand. I want to kiss your babies.
This is Micropolis. I'm Arun Venugopal.
at WNYC.